بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ما شاء الله قريصت خير أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم Honorable brothers, mashallah, wa imam sahab, Mawlana Rafiq sahab, mashallah. Mawlana Rafiq sahab made wonderful tilawat now fajr time. Allah ta'ala qabool farmaya, Allah accept everyone's salat. So what lessons do we learn from there? Various lessons. Surah number 74. Ya Ayyuhal Muddathir. When we study the Quran Sharif, we find Allah Jalla Wala teaches us 25 Anbiya, Prophets, Messengers, names are mentioned in the Noble Quran. Allah Jalla Wala addresses them by their honorable names. Ya Zakariya, Ya Yahya, Ya Dawood, Ya Musa. When it comes to Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah Jalla Wala uses honorary titles. Ya Ayyul Muzdammil, Ya Al Muddathir, Ya Ayyul Nabi, Ya Ayyul Rasul. So it shows for me and you, whenever we take the Nami, Ismi Grahami, honorable name of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we must use titles before or after the name Mubarak of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I can call you Abdul Hamid, you can call me Abdul Qadir, no problem. But in the case of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Surah 24, verse 63, لَا تَجْعَلُوا دُعَاءَ الرَّسُولِ بَيْنَكُمْ كَدُعَاءِ بَعْدِكُمْ بَعْدًا. I can call you Suleiman, Damat Barakatuhum, DB, you see. So, Sheikh Suleiman, when you qualified there, Darul? 2000, mashallah. So mashallah, all our students and graduates doing good work, mashallah. So anyway, that remember that Almighty Allah is teaching us, لَا تَجْعَلُوا دُعَاءَ الرَّسُولِ بَيْنَكُمْ كَدُعَاءِ بَعْدِكُمْ بَعْدًا, that you cannot call the Master alayhi salatu salam just by the name, like how you call one another. There must be honorary titles before or after. So therefore we say Mustafa, Habibuna, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Words like that for love and respect. One lesson. Second lesson, وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّا هُ. Today, brothers, sisters, can you hear? Karisa, they can hear? Ah, mashallah, very good. So we mustn't deprive the sisters. They got a lot of jazba. So you, my brothers, sisters, today is day number 405. Since all the problems there in Gaza, there was always problem, but it just intensified. And mashallah, I just gave the news, views, interviews now on the radio. Radio our Markaz Sahaba, Voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and Radio Ansar. I said that, say Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, 13 jutlas dispatched straight to hell. They're getting roasted and toasted in Jahannam, Alhamdulillah. You see? So Quran says, وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّا هُ. No one knows the army of Allah Jalla Wala. Allah Ta'ala can use the smallest ant to destroy the army. That is Allah's Qudrat, remember this type of things. So yeah, now 405 days, 60 countries, 65 countries, coalition, still they can't defeat Hamas in them. Imagine. So our Hamas put away 6 of the jutlas and it's in the Haaretz newspaper. If you want all the news, views, you must go online. It's free. H-A-A-R-E-T-Z. Download it. But it's Jutla. Jutla is Jew. So what they do is they give you a half story. And they tell you the second half, if you want, you must subscribe. So I told them, Jutla, Jutli, me, I'll never subscribe. First half I get from you, second half I'll make in my brain, I'll give you the result, inshallah. You see? What we must give you money for? You understood? We give the Palestinians money. What must we give the Jutla money for? So remember, it's free. You must get the news from there. You just see all the headlines. Very good. So every night before I sleep is my job. I have to read. Yesterday I came there, Bella, 5 o'clock. Then Asr and all that. Then meals there. Muhammad Desai, Allah reward him. Then Moana Zakir is there. Moana Zakir, Bismillah. He needs a wife. Anybody here, you got daughter, sister, he's a good guy. He's 25 years old. I announce for him, say his name is Zakir. You see, make lot of zikr, inshallah. And his name Bismillah. So I ask him, Moana, your name Bismillah? You never made Bismillah for wife? No wife, no life, you understand? So I told him to announce. He said, yeah, announce it. So he's 25 years old, he's Hafiz, he's Moana, 6 months, he's there. Aapko kitna arsa hua ya Moana?
10 saal.
Aapko 10 saal hai? Nahi to wo dusra kya Moana Shahnawaz? Wo chale gaye. And Qari sahab, aapko 20 saal, 35 saal. Subhanallah. Abu buzruk solo de mashallah. So the, to aap dono imam. Aur ko dusra bhi hai. Nahi aaj main. So mashallah, Allah qabool farma. So mashallah, imamat big responsibility, you know. Allah reward them. So you got Moana Zakir there, you see, anybody wants. You can go tune him up there and all these things. They take his interview and all that. You'll know better and all these things. So cut long story short, then I came here after Isha, 10 o'clock. My brother Munir was waiting there, but no garland and all that, you see. So he just had tea ready for us and all that. So Allah reward our Munir Ba, you see. You know, we're all Memon people, you see. So this type of thing. So we don't say Munir Bai, we say Munir Ba, like that. You know, Memon, we make shortcut like that. Yeah. So anyway, so before we had tea, all that. And then I had to read the Haaretz newspaper, what the Jutlas are saying. So 6 Jutlas, they had everything, they returned, and they died, and dispatched to Jahannam. And 7 of them, they in Lebanon, so they're making we. So Allah, they took photos, everything. And then, remember, the building collapsed on them, all died, you see. So in Afrikaans, you say, what do you say, Maulana Sheikh Masamola, Suleiman Sheikh? You say, halayat khafrek. You know Freck, as to teach you in class. V-R-E-K, you see? So they died like dogs. Kutte ki tarah mar gaye. You see? I sent it out everything yesterday. With their snap, but we covered their faces, you see? Shaitan's face, what you want to see now? So you must remember these things here, you got it? So you must make lot of dua. See, Maulana, he made dua now. You make dua, every day make dua. Ahlu Ghazza fiha al-izza. So Ghazza brought honor to this ummah. Understand? Yahya Sinwar. You know Yahya Sinwar. We'll tell you about him, inshallah. When we got program? Tomorrow, na? We're Jummah and tomorrow night, inshallah. Tonight is Polokwane. Petersburg, inshallah. After Isha. Masjid Kawsar. So that is Allah. So make dua. Allah sends his army and dismantle, destroy the Jutlas and all Israel and everything with the Jutlas. And third one. Then we'll give other advices. See, our aim must be, brothers, sisters, children, we want to go Jannat, Jannat al-Firdaus. But Quran is teaching us in Surah Muddathir, Ma salakakum fi saqar. What made you walk straight into Jahannam in the hellfire? What? What made you walk? I'm so happy when I came here, I finished the interview here. Namaz just started, I could hear Maulana reading Allahu Akbar, Surah Fatiha. And then we walked in Surah Muzammil, Surah Muddathir, mashallah. So, brothers, ma salakakum fi saqar. What made you walk straight into Jahannam? First thing he will say, Allah forbid, Allah forbid, Allah ifadat for my, qalu lam nakum minal musallin. We never used to read salat. We read when we feel like. See? Hadith, Tirmidhi Sharif, Sahih Hadith, authentic Hadith. أول ما يحاسب به العبد يوم القيامة الصلاة. The first thing Allah will question us on the day of justice, the day of Qiyamah, is Salat. Why is Salat called Salat? We read Fajr Salat, Allah qabool farmai. So what is Salat? You see, I know Maulana Rafiq Sahib, I know Qari Abdul Hamid, I know Abu Munir Ba, I know his brother Nur Muhammad, I know you. Like that, mashallah. So we say, family member, me and Munirba, we family, so silatul rahim. So now we join the ties. So salat is called salat, as-silatu bayn al-abdi wa rabbi. It is the link and connection between slave, servant and Allah Ta'ala. If you don't read salat, how you can make connection with Allah? So Qarisab, one person asked in Heidelberg, Qarisab was in Heidelberg, how many years Qarisab? 3 years, mashallah. So Qari Sahib was there in Heidelberg. So we know Qari Sahib for many years, mashallah. Allah qabul for me. So now, so there in Heidelberg one, you know these youngsters, they all also ask funny questions. He say that, you got phone number, what is Allah's phone number? You see, so I say, Allah also got phone number. So I say, you see what? I say 2, 4, 4, 3, 4, extension 3. You never understood Sheikh Suleiman. 2, Fajr Salat, first. Zuhr, 4 rakats. 4. Asr, 4 rakat. Maghrib, 3 rakat. Isha, 4 rakat. Extension, 3 witr. You got? So you don't read Salat, you can't meet Allah. You can't connect with Allah. You have to read Sunnahs and all that also. You don't mean you don't read that. So that is what. Otherwise you can see what Quran is saying. See, brothers, so safaran wa hadara. So yesterday I told Munir Ba, send driver, pass to. He was there long before. So I worked it out, I contacted them, Bella, what time Asr? They say, 5:15 Asr, Azan, and Jamaat, 5:07. I said, it means I must be there 5 o'clock. So 3 o'clock we left, so 5 o'clock we entered, by the time we came masjid, this date was 5:10. Then wuzu, toilet, wuzu, this that, in time. So see, we musafir. It's for you. Now see, I give you easy example. Some of you may be going, or your family are gone. People are going in their hundreds, in their thousands now for Umrah. Alright? Yesterday also my one cousin left. Most to most, Umrah is what? Is Sunnah. Nobody says it's Farz or something. Right? So now we're going with Emirates, we're going with Egypt, we're going with Ethiopia, Etus, whatever airline, you understood? Now these 1,000 people going for Umrah, male and female, 900 don't read their Salat. First Salat you don't read, but you're going for a Sunnah. Now how you reconcile that? How you justify that? Say, then, wa kaza kar lenge. Hum Jeddah mein pal lenge. We'll read in Makkah. So what Umrah is that? You leave Salat, you go straight Jahannam, Quran says. This is Quran, right? So understand these things here. So we must be the one, Habibuna, Hadith Bukhari Sharif, Habibuna Mustafa, you see, where is Munir Ba? There, Munir. You see, in our Maiman language, understand this here. So my father passed away in 82, Ramadan. So in Maimon we say, now our fathers are ordinary people, not some special people, ordinary people, like us ordinary people, we send as transgressors. But in Maimon we got one word, man jo pe jo arman wo. Man jo pe jo arman wo. This was the farewell wish of my father. He gave me farewell advice. We ordinary people, our parents are ordinary people, nothing special. But we attach importance to it because it was the last advice my father gave me. And then he passed away. This is Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, farewell message to the Ummah. Hadith Bukhari Sharif. As-salah, wa ma malakat imanakum. As-salah, wa karrarahu. And Nabi alayhi sallam repeated it. As-salah. Read your salat. Look after your salat, guard your salat, hadaran wa safara, whether you are in your hometown, whether you're traveling, in our zamana, whether you're on the plane or whether on the train. There's no excuse. Understand? Wa ma malakat imanukum, over whom you have authority. How we treat our wife, our wives. Some of you got barakat, you got 2, 3. How many wives you got, Suleiman Sheikh? 2, 3. 1 man, 1 goat. Huh? 1. MashaAllah. So you must remember. My students, I can tell him little good stories. So you must remember this year, Amare Shagir Devi. So MashaAllah, O Newcastle, may MashaAllah. So there's As-Salah, wa ma malakat imanukum. So you must fulfill their rights. Your children, we have to fulfill their rights. Your students, you have to fulfill their rights. Your employees, aapke kaam karne wale. I mean, go, bura bula kete, this, that, day and night we're swearing them, is right there. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, wa ma malakat imanukum. You must fulfill their rights. See, Habibuna Rahmatul Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, is, will always be the exclusive Rahmatul Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Chapter number 21, Surah Anbiya, in the 17th Supara, verse number 107. What Allah says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We sent you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, exclusively as a mercy, not only to human beings, to the entire universe and creation. Nobody else in creation is رَحْمَةٌ لِلْعَالَمِينَ. مخلوق میں کوئی اور تو نہیں ہے. یہ تو خصوصیت ہے حبیبنا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. And یہ نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم is teaching us. What? That as-salah. So Allah's rights, obligations of Allah after iman, salat. And today they say human rights. Nabi صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم taught us 1400 years ago and more. وَمَا مَلَكَتْ إِيمَانَكُمْ. Fulfill the rights of creation. Fulfill the rights of this. Today you tell your wife, she must do something for your mother. You say, hey, me, I'm not interested in my mother-in-law. I don't say all, but many. Story time, you like stories. Many, many years ago, I'm in a masjid, wallahi, we all in ihram, it's day of Arafat. You know Arafat, the dua start in the afternoon. One lady came to me from our group. She said, Mufti sahab, I want to ask you a question. We all in Arafat, if a person say they want to ask you a question, in your mind what will come? You will think they want to ask something about Hajj or whatever. She said, just now the dua time will start, I want to make dua. I say, what dua you want to make, Ben? She said, I want to make dua, my mother-in-law must die quickly. I want to make dua, my mother-in-law must die quickly. Where? In Arafat. So I asked the sister, you think that is a right dua? Why you don't turn it around and say, Ya Allah, there is no real love between me, between her and my mother-in-law. So bring love, ulfat, mahabbat, mawaddat, ya wadudu, ya wadud. Isn't that a better dua than making dua she must die? I say, okay, let it. Now see what mindset we come with and we go for hajj. Say, make the little die, dohi mari jai tacha. You understand? They're troubling me so much and so much. Everybody got stories. I, with Allah's help, I'm just telling you, now the story came out. Hada min fadli rabbi, hada rahmat. You know, Suleiman, how many brother-in-laws I got? I told you in class. How many? 10 brother-in-law. How many? 10. Wife's brother. My father-in-law, mother-in-law, steamer, hate gela, hajj waste. 55 ma, 55 ma. From Durban, they went straight Bombay. You see? There, when they reached there, subhanallah, kudrat ka karishma, they met Hazrat Shaykhul Islam, Hazrat Mawana Hussain Ahmad Madani, Nawar Allah Marqadu. They became his murid, everything, in the same ship, they went for hajj. Hazrat Madani, he passed away in 57, my father-in-law, mother-in-law, Allah. They went, they performed hajj, they came back also. They told Hazrat, we got 10 sons, no daughter, make special dua. They made dua, hajj, Makkah, Medina, Arafat, all in Muzdalifah. After a few years, then she came, my wife, you see. So 10 brothers, 1 daughter. So what they need, Musa Suleiman? They need goalkeeper. So they caught me. Make one OV United, isn't soccer team? So then she went blind, completely blind. So she performed hajj in 55. So I told my wife, you know what? That time my mother was just 80%, 70%. I said, your mother is digest, we better take her for hajj. But Allah said, I used to go. I said, yeah. I said, you make khidmat. So we collected from the brothers and that from her, my wife's brothers, a little bit work. So we went for hajj. I push her in a wheelchair. So one day we on top, she said, you're going too fast. I said, all right. I go faster. So I asked her, I call her Masi. I said, Masi, they say they Mehman, but they speak Gujarati. You see, like that they are. So they ask people, they ask me, tell me who you are. I say, me, I'm Pakka. I'm only 1% Mehman. You see your wife? I say, assorted biscuits. You know, sir? Even I'm mixed up. You know, they told me Mehman, but they speak Gujarati. You know, like that. So I also learned Gujarati from her.
So they say, Masi, I'm very all right, but I'm pushing fast. They say, I'm very all right. He said, this is blind, you don't understand what she knows what's happening. So all that. Then, when I moved from Newcastle there to Lens, we did 24 years now, Allah's Fadul, Allah's Mercy. Upar Makan, Niche Radio, Dukan, Fabiya, Ya Allah, Rabbi Kumatu Gaziban. So anyway, so I told my wife, you see, you got 10 bhabis. Nobody can make khidmat of your mother, only you can make khidmat. And we must go fetch her. She's gone blind, blind, complete. She said, sure. I said, 100%. So then we bring her. So then she's there, our room, her room. So at night I go sit by her. So I tell her, Masi, you see, you stay here in this house. Now, tamane kiraya devano. You can't stay here free of charge, you must pay. So she say, right, I must pay. So she say, ketlu pay karwano. I say, every day you must read 2 rakat salat for me. That is kiraya. You see, you must pay rental, 2 rakat namaz. And you must make dua for your jamai, for your son-in-law. So we make agreement like that. So every day she reads like that. So then after 8 months, 9 months, she passed away day in our house. Now the brother-in-laws are there, 10 of them, 9 of them, 9 came. One didn't come here, sick or whatever. So now you ask them, see, we 10 brother-in-law, 10 sons, but we were not there. And every day she makes so much dua. So I should joke with her. I tell her, Masi, to maine to kahi nahi khabar. Khali Gujarati khabar che, ne Mehman khabar che, ne jrak jrak ho se, ne English khabar che. Pachi apne Gujri jai. So, Pachi, Khabar Ma toke Gujarati ne Mehman ni chale, Kali Arabi chale. He said, haa, mane bhi fikr tha hai ki who tha hai. I say, every day before you sleep, I'm coming to take your task. So, imtihan levano. I say, who? I say, mar rabbuk. Ne tumhare jawab devano Arabi ma. You see? So, I teach her. Then she say, Rabbi Allah. I say, man nabi yuk. She say, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then I ask her, ma deenuk. She say, Islam. Then I say, Pachi utai. I say, Pachi Allah ke, Halima. Halima, jau jannat ma. I say, haa, amre right thing. So we make tests for every night, you see. So we must teach our people, we must remember these things here. Now you make dua, your mother-in-law must die. Now how is that now? So you must remember. If your own mother and somebody tell you, how you will like? You see? So jiska zarf bara ho, Allah inko bara bana deta. Keep little bit big heart, you daughter-in-laws also. Whole day mother-in-law making tasbih of mother-in-law the whole day. So make khidmat of mother-in-law and mother-in-law will make dua for you. My own mother used to tell me, you mustn't think your wife is making my khidmat when you are here. Even when you're not here, you're gone Darulum, you're gone here, you're gone there. So still she makes a lot of khidmat. So what she did, she won my heart, she won my wallet, she won my credit card and debit card and everything she got. You understand, Masamola? But you must be careful. Sometimes they take all the cards and they empty you up also. You understood? Yeah. So you must be very careful about that. You understood? Yeah. Don't go too much though. So where we ended up now. So brothers, you must remember my advice to you is I'm pulling you right till Ishraq. What time sunrise now, Mona? Sunrise, Tulu Aftab? Nay. Can't be 23, sunrise. Sunrise is 23 is sunrise. Ishraq is 5. Ishraq 5:23. Ishraq 5:23. Ah, 40. So 5 minutes back here. Huh? Right, yeah, then we wait here 5 minutes, then it's Ishraq and we go. So can we all learn some du'as now? We are in the masjid, so now we must learn du'a. Every day ye du'a parwano. After Fajr, read after me. Sahih Hadith in Ibn Majah. Allahumma inni as'aluka ilman nafi'a. Ya Allah, I ask of you beneficial knowledge. See, study whole Quran. Come, Sir Sheikh Suleiman, I taught you all this. Quran, 6,236 verses. 114 chapters, Surah 20, Surah Taha, verse number 114. Allah Jalla Wala, only one place, whole Quran Sharif. Then Allah commanded Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Qul, say ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Rabbi zidni ilma. Ya Allah, increase me in knowledge." When the correct knowledge comes, then we'll have the correct iman. You go to the padri, you go to the pope, you go to the priest, you go to... They all will tell you they got knowledge, but it's not the right knowledge. So, Rabbi zidni ilma. And which kind of knowledge? Now the hadith. Allahumma inni as'aluka ilman nafiya. It must benefit me, benefit my family, benefit the ummah, benefit how many thousand people. They go mad. You must remember, they know. Even yesterday, Munirba, before we slept, he say, "I listened to your program, breakfast time. 7 o'clock, I know you know. So I got time, you see. I read now, then I must go do all my ma'mulat, then I must send out everything." The people, if they don't get, they're addicted now, you see. All Allah's help, what we know, we can't speak. I don't know anything about the radio. I don't know how to talk, that's all. The panchat karwano, the job is easy, you understood? But you must speak the right things also. Make one nice story also, joke a little bit also, you see. So, Rabbi zidni ilma. So, what is dua? Hadith sahih, authentic. Allahumma inni as'aluka ilman nafiya. Then all of you came from India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, everywhere. We came, our forefathers, 150 years. Now you come for what? That Africa, the Bawaru lage. Bawbarkachi Africa. You see? So you mustn't ask Allah only for. See, hadith. Now read. Wa rizqan tayyiba. Read. One is halal. Then Sheikh Suleiman, I'm not going to his house, this example. So Sheikh Suleiman say, "Come hefty." You see? Then he put biscuit. So we know, is the biscuit halal? But the question is, it tayyib? Tayyib is higher than halal. 100% pure, 100% wholesome, no contamination, no adulteration, koi mulawat nahi, bilkul khalis. Samajh gaya? You are what you eat. Allah Jalla Wala addressed the prophets and messengers, "Ya ayyuhar rusul, O you prophets and messengers, kulu minat tayyibat, consume that which is pure and wholesome, wa'amalu saliha, then you will be motivated to do more good deeds." Hum khate hai mashkook, khate hai haram, Allah forbid, khate hai hidar hudar, we don't know it halal, haram, but 100% is not tayyib. So then we just want to sleep, masalat, do this, do that. When you eat halalan tayyiba, then you'll be motivated, motivated. Yesterday I'm in Bella Bella, they asked me, "What's your age?" So I asked them, "What you think?" So one said this, I say, "You see Ramadan coming, this Ramadan, you know what is my age, Masumullah Sheikh? What you say? Quick now, what you mean? Take a guess, what is that? 100. 70. Not bad, very good. 70 years I'll be Islamically. This Ramadan. I was born Ramadan, alhamdulillah. This Ramadan we make dua, Allahumma balighna Ramadan. Ya Allah, show us many Ramadans. 70 years I will be with Allah's help, this Ramadan. You see, but we look 60, you see. In Bella Bella, one woman, she proposed to me on the radio. Last year. She told me that, she said, "Mufti sahab, Allah Ta'ala give your wife long life, but after she passed away, me, I'm ready." But I said, "Me, I'm not ready." You understood? So it was so like that. So that's why I make the joke in Bella Bella. So anyway, so 68, you see, now it will go 68, and Islamically 70. So we must eat that rizqan tayyiba. Then we'll be motivated to do actions. You must remember. You eat all upside down, the whole day just sleep. People say you are awake, but that also we half asleep. You understand? So no, it's all to do with our eating, our income. Kamai halal, kana halal and tayyiba, phir Allah Ta'ala isko muharrik banayenge a'mal saliha ke liye. Allah will motivate us to do good deeds. Understand this thing? Then the last one, then we read namaz. So, I just read the dua, then you read it. اللهم إني أسألك علما نافعا ورزقا طيبا. Then in the ending, وعملا متقبلا. Read. وعملا متقبلا. Surah 2, verse 127. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, Nabi Ismail alayhi salam, they built the Kaaba Musharrafa Baytullah. Father and son went around 7 times to see everything looks nice, is good. Then they cry to Allah. Father make dua, son say Amen. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta sami'ul alim. Whenever we do good action, then read Rabbana taqabbal. Ya Allah, apne bargah mein qabool farma dijiye. Ya Allah, accept it, Ya Allah. Ours is all broken efforts. If we ask what the Imam Sahib read, now half of us don't remember, but I mentioned to you. You see, then down low, sometime I have a stick in my hand, I ask a student, what surah does Imam read Zuhr time? He said, Tabbat Yada. I say, come here. In Zuhr Asr, you know what the Imam read. He itne buzrug ban gaya ke kash mil gaya. You know, idhar udhar ki baat hai. You know, So the point I'm making, we must learn this dua. Last part, wa amalam mutaqabbal. Ya Allah, our broken actions, you accept it, Ya Allah. So every day you will read now, and teach your wife also. So every day you start with this. Fajr Salat, the man in the masjid, woman at home. And then when we make dua, Allahumma inni as'aluka ilman nafi'a, wa rizqan tayyiba, wa amalam mutaqabbala. So inshallah tomorrow we'll continue. Today now I got program on the radio, and then I got program at night day in Polokwane, Petersburg. Then we'll come back. So Fajr be here. Where's Hafiz Adil? He's here. Damat barakatuh. Hafiz Adil, every day 22, eh? So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday you change. Is that it, na? Inshallah. So you must remember that Hafiz Adil is a top guy, you see. We put DB after that, you see. You don't know DB. What? You mix up character also. Not that. Damat Barakatuh, but from you Masamola and that, when they give lecture in Urdu, then DB means don't bother, you won't understand nothing. So this type of thing. So one chap asked me in lands, one Maulana came from Pakistan, India. You know how many titles they write there? Hazrat, Maulana, Qari, Mufti, Khalifa, these, that. Then his name came and DB. Say, what's this DB? I say, DB means Dabelias. You understand? DBs in lanes, you know? Understand? DB means Damat Baraka. For me and you, it means don't bother. I'm going also and you also come with me. I'll give you the lecture before time. Understood? So this time. Okay. So you must remember. Because I heard this lecture so many times, I know what you're going to speak now and all. So you must remember these kind of things here. So it's like that, DB. Not that your electric box and all that. You also, Masamola, mixed up character. So that you must read this dua. You heard? Allahumma inni as'aluka ilman nafi'a, and you human at home also. Wa rizqan tayyiba wa amalam mutaqabbala. So tomorrow, inshallah, Fajr will be here. Jummah will be here. And then night time. Night time is after Maghrib, no? Tomorrow. Is after Maghrib, Munir? Adil is after Maghrib or after Isha? Tomorrow, yeah. After Isha? You sure? Oh, okay. So after Isha also. So chalo. So kal teen program hai, idhar aapke. Fajr mein, Jummah aur Isha ke baad. Is right, no? Is right? Ah, chalo. I thought it's after Maghrib, right. So after Isha, so very good. So we'll have supper after Maghrib. So inshallah, and then Saturday Al-Wida program. We'll have Fajr in the evening. Then Nashta, then Rasta. You know how it goes, and this type of things. Yeah. So I don't know where we're going to go, but we'll go somewhere, inshallah. Right, the time is up now. Read 2 rakat salat. See, we can't go for Hajj and Umrah. A lot of stories now, how expensive it is, and all that. So read 2 rakat hadith in Tirmidhi. You read 2 rakat salat. You get reward, umratun wa hajjatun tamma. We perform hajj, alhamdulillah. We perform umrah, alhamdulillah. But we don't know whether it will be 100% accepted. You read 2 rakat salat after fajr, you made ibadat, this is ibadat, and you read 2 rakat, then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith in Tirmidhi, 100% maximum reward you will get. Every day Hajj, every day Umrah. We'll make the habit, inshallah. Yeah, first you make. You see, Hajj time, what I tell the brothers, I say that, you know, brothers in ihram, then they feel very hot and this and this. So, then you, after you finish now, you pelt big shaitan. Thereafter, you slaughter, you know, hadi, dam and all that, dam shukar. Then you cut hair. So I tell them, now you ought to be haram, but remember, first you must make tawaf ziyarat, then you must make ziyarat of the wife. You understood? First you must make tawaf ziyarat, then you make ziyarat of the wife. You know, some people very hungry, you know, and this type of thing. You want to make ziyarat of the wife straight already. I said, no, you must make tawaf ziyarat first. Make sa'i, everything finished, then you come by the wife and all that. So you brothers, not after fajr, straight you run to the wife, sit quietly, yeah? And you make dua, and we make zikr, whatever, all that, and inshallah, then you read two rakat, then you make tawaf ziyarat by the wife. You got? Ah, they understood, inshallah. Subhanallah.